Good morning. Today is September 16th, the 27th of Elul. We are in the middle of chapter of Perek Dalet in Mesillas Yesharim, page 71 in the Art Scroll, paragraph beginning, Ach l'pchusim me'ela. The Ramchal was talking about how to motivate oneself to practice Zehiros. He said, for the Shleime Hadas, it's just a matter of convincing them that this is true. That's enough. And then they will be mefache tamid. They will constantly worry about doing things right because they've set their goal. This is right. This is true. This is meaningful. And anything short of that is something that they will not tolerate. Achla p'chusim me'ela, but for those on a lesser level, tia ha'ar l'fi avchanasa. Yeah, you have to inspire them on their level. V'ulefi inyan ha'kavod asher hem misavim lo. Motivating them based on the concept of honor. And most people are not shleime hadas. Most people, to some degree or another, are motivated by honor. V'zeh ki he says, everybody understands. It's obvious to every sensible person. Split up based on accomplishment in this world. Somebody who didn't put in a lot of work, who didn't pay a lot, he'll have a lower place. How can you avert your eyes from scrutinizing or reducing efforts if you know that right now, whatever you do will affect your place in the world to come. And by the time you get there, it will be too late to repair. So he says some people who are foolish will justify their actions. And they'll say, you know what? We just want to put in enough effort to get into the stadium. We just want to get in. We don't need to push ourselves too hard. We'll have our cake and eat it too. We'll do enough that we'll get in, but we won't do enough to get good seats. We don't need to burden ourselves. We don't need those nice seats. Amnam shela achas nishal mehem, says Mr. Shasharim, I'd like to ask them one basic question. Hayuchlu kol kach al nikala lispo ba'olam hazeh oleif liros echad mechavreim mechubad umenusa yoser mehem umoshel aleim v'kol shekein echad mehem o minani amanivzim ushvalim be'eneim v'lo yitztaru v'lo yeh damam roseach bekirbam. Let's be honest. In this world, are you able to see somebody who's your friend, or certainly somebody who you think is lower than you, to see them having a superior status? Does it bother you at all? He says, of course, it makes your blood boil. Lo vada, hine enena aros. Kolam al adam linasea kom chavlasim akomo ben aram. That is competition. People are bothered when they see others ahead if they know they could have done it. Ki kinas ish me. This is how God programs. We're competitive. He says he's smoldering. If it's so difficult to accept that somebody else has excelled and to see yourself knowing you would have done that, if it's so difficult to accept that in this world where this is really vanity and falsehood, it's not real. How are they going to tolerate living state of existence forever where somebody who you do not think has your abilities, somebody who you do not think is at your level, is sitting in a better Eden? And unlike the covet in this world, this is a place of eternal honor. Even though now we can't see it. We can't fully appreciate it. Al kein lo yachushu elav. And that's why we're able to put it out of our minds. Aval bizmano vaday shiakiru la'amito letzarem ulevoshtam. But I can assure you, says the Ramchal, in its time, you will get to Gan Eden, and the pain will be great. The busha will be great. The embarrassment will be great. Vaday shlo yeh lahem zeh letzar gadol v'nitzchi. It will be an eternal pain. Harei lecha she'enas havlanos hazeh ashem him darshim la'atzmam la'akel mehem chomer avoda. And this shows that when somebody says, it's fine, I don't need the nicest seat in Gan Eden, he's not telling the truth. He's not being honest. This is pitoy kozev shemafata yitzro osam. This is just something that the evil inclination is convincing us. It's delusional. Love our amiti klal, not real. And this is, to some, says, if a person is not level that they can get themselves to do zehiros, to practice zehiros, it's true. Correct. then motivate yourself by saying that what you put in and this will earn you Olam Haba. And you're not going to be tolerated seeing many others sitting in much better than the Olam HaEmes, and you didn't put in the work. He says that should be enough to motivate you to think carefully about your actions throughout the day. Have a good day.